Hello.
One, two, three, four, as we used to say.
Okay, I think we caught it. We have some pretty remarkable things to share with you, sweet children. And by the way, welcome back to the party. I feel that this is my own spiritual family. I hardly knew my own family at all, but I feel that you are my family. I am cursed with an insatiable curiosity. So when I heard about a 30-second soundbite that they had discovered a cure for most illnesses at Albert Einstein College, Dr. Stephen Kali, K-A-A-L-I, Dr. Wyman's, in 1990, I was absolutely obsessed with the concept because it had to do with electromedicine, which those of you who know me know is very dear to my heart. So I ran to the library that very afternoon to find the article, which was allegedly in Science News, and I found that most of the issues of this had been missing from the libraries from about the first week that they had arrived a month previously. I later found that the copies of the articles had been removed from the scientific journal, Bioelectromedical Society, BEMS, etc. And this seemed to me like somebody had let some information out of the bag that had to be suppressed. Thank you. Could she bring it here, put it on the edge of the stage? Yeah, thanks for... Hey, the printing has arrived, so we have some paper that you can take home with you. It covers in great depth everything I'm going to talk about, including the references, the circuit diagrams, the parts list, how to do this for yourself. I have absolutely nothing for sale. People think I'm crazy for taking this position, but we don't need it, and this is going to help you. My mission in life is to give people back to themselves, deliver them from the hands of the vested interests, whether they be priesthood, medical cartels, tax collectors, pharmaceutical cartels, and what have you. In fact, this has raised such tremendous interest in high places, pardon me, that not only MIT Harvard Medical Group has filed a number of patents, several of which have been issued with full medical documentation. Doctors Colley and Wyman's, who discovered this principle in 1990, that's almost 5 years ago, have patents. All of the big companies are getting patents on this, probably so they can stop people from making it. Because it consists of a little box, no, I'm not selling them, that you can build, that for one thing took 90 pounds off of me without changing my diet one iota. Those of you who were with me at dinner last night or breakfast this morning saw that I ate a huge plate. And any of you who have been cursed with overweight, as I had been for 40 years, last year at this conference, you probably remember that I couldn't get in a booth. I had to sit at a table and pull the chair back. Anyone cursed by being imprisoned in an overweight body, I'm sure has gone through a lot of the things I have in the last 30 years. I have paid tens of thousands of dollars for dietary intervention. I have been injected with pregnant mare's urine, gonadotropin. I have been on uppers, downers, every new thing that would come by in the way of a diet or even multi-level pills I've tried. But until I used this little device on myself, I had given up all hope of losing it in this lifetime, even with liposuction, surgical intervention, and what have you. What the doctors at Albert Einstein College of Medicine in New York City had discovered, and according to one story, it was an accident, that they had a petri dish of blood that was heavily infected with HIV, human immunodeficiency virus, and they had a couple of electrodes very close together. So only a little bit of the blood was exposed to this experiment. How many engineers, physicists do we have in the audience? Okay, wonderful. You guys be the devil's advocate. After a short exposure, now this is their number, not mine, of from 50 to 100 microamperes, not milliamperes, not amperes, millions of an ampere, they found, miraculously, that the viruses in the blood could no longer attach to the receptor sites of the white blood cells, the T helper cells, CD4s. That meant that it had been immobilized. It could not do its function of reproducing its own DNA within the interior of the blood cells, and therefore it was totally harmless. And theoretically, in a matter of time, this would be thrown out of the body by the kidneys and liver, and you'd be cured. Now, all of the patents that I have seen, 15 of them, which I have in my possession back at my lab in Los Angeles, all of them, suggested a dialysis-type treatment, where for something on the order of $20,000 or $30,000, a patient would have a needle placed in one arm, the blood would be pumped out through a tube that was about 18 inches long, passed a couple of small electrodes in the tube where 100 microamps current was flown through the blood, and then back into the other arm, in vitro. This required surgical intervention. It required very careful control to avoid reinfection, etc. And it was terribly expensive. It occurred to me in a flash of light, why take the blood out of the body? Why not leave it in there where it belongs? Don't stick any holes in them. Don't put needles in their arms. Put a couple of electrodes. And our first choice was ankle to ankle, so the current would not go through the heart. Build a little device that would put a biphasic, that means half of the time it goes in one direction, half the time the current goes in another, so it can't harm you because of electrolysis, which you would get if it were direct current. So I published a paper in 1991, including the schematic diagram, the parts lists, a couple of things that would keep you out of jail while you were using this. This is very important. I used to be a senior professor in the graduate school at the University of Southern California, USC, in Los Angeles, and I taught my students, when they would listen, they were all 30 years old or so, graduate students. When you get on the streets, boys and girls, you're not going to be dealing with science. You might be the best scientist in the world. You'll be dealing with socio-political and economic problems and psychological problems. And if you don't make your approach to life politically correct, by this time next month, you'll be out of a job. And nothing has ever been truer. What I am going to tell you today and in my workshop plan for Friday night is the most politically incorrect solution to health that has ever been invented. So I'm warning you in front that the only way you're going to stay out of jail, we had a three-prong thrust here in getting this into the hands of the public. On the back of the page of the papers, hey, they just arrived, they're on the stage. On back of the page that has the schematic diagram, there's a parts list. And at the bottom of the page, we have a footnote. And how many health practitioners do we have in the room, health professionals, doctors, nurses, chiropractors, whatever? Listen to this, boys and girls. This is worth the whole price of admission to the conference this year. Code of Federal Regulations, Book 21, Article 807.65, Subpart D, Exemption. Paragraphs D and F. The FDA, the local, state, regional, county, city laws, have total control over whatever you do in the health object, except, now get this, you might not believe it, so go look it up in the library. Paragraph D, exempt from regulations, exempt from all regulations, licensed practitioners, including physicians, dentists and optometrists who manufacture or otherwise alter devices solely for use in their practice, you're exempt. Paragraph F. Persons who manufacture, prepare, propagate, compound, or process devices solely for use in research. How many of you looked at a menu this morning for what you'd have for breakfast, or yesterday, or last week? You're researchers. I now pronounce you researchers. Go and... go and sin as little as possible. Persons who manufacture, prepare, propagate, compound, or process devices solely for use in research, teaching, or analysis, and do not introduce such devices into commercial distribution. I guess, unless you were here last year, most of you never heard of these exemptions. But you've got to know this if you're going to stay out of trouble with Big Brother. He's usurped all of our rights. Most of our research on this device has been done offshore. We thought about putting the research clinics on Indian reservations, which are supposedly immune to federal intervention. That didn't work. We thought we'd put them on gambling ships off the 12-mile limit of the coast of California. That didn't work. You're going to have to do it secretly on your own and claim these exemptions. But what it is, you paste a couple of electrodes on the parietal, where you can feel the pulse, just beneath your ankle bones, between the ankle bone and the heel at about a 45-degree angle. You'll feel a pretty strong pulse there if you don't have diabetes. Run this little current through your body for about an hour. An hour. We started at 8 minutes to 20 minutes. We found that this got about 60% of the patients totally cured. Pardon me, I've got the hiccups from lunch. We found that if you increase this time to about an hour and 15 minutes, now I'm going to quote from a number of U.S. patents. This is not my claim. These are in documents that are considered legal evidence in any court in the land. And the people who have applied for patents on this already have massive medical documentation that it works. All right, here it is. Fasten your seatbelts. The application of electricity in the blood eliminates all, A-L-L, all viruses, parasites, microbes, fungi, pathogens, bacteria from the blood. Now, I would have liked this better, being a physicist. I spent half of my life as an establishment scientist. Now I'm a kook, and I'm having a lot more fun. I would like to have seen them say 90%. But the figure that's come out of a number of university, MIT, Harvard, Albert Einstein College, New York City, and many, many others, all viruses, pathogens, removed from your body. Now, what is going to happen to the pharmaceutical cartels when they have something like penicillin, which kills 7 or 8 known pathogens, doesn't touch several hundred, when you have 140 mean median mode, average number, 140 parasites living in anybody that's over 10 years old that's eaten a McDonald's hamburger or anything recently? If you live in Africa, you've got an average of 500 parasites, ranging from liver, flukes, to any number of worms. Some of these are submicroscopic. Others are 23 feet long, in the case of the tapeworm. What's going to happen to you when all of these are removed from the body in 3 weeks? My hair grew back. Those of you who remember the male bald spot that was so cleverly covered with the creative use of a comb a couple of years ago, the fact that I was so thin up here, I almost had to spit on it and push it down. My barber was very exasperated. When I got these bugs out of my system, I was the first guinea pig. I thoroughly test anything before I talk about it. First, do no harm. I want to make certain there are no side effects. There is no side effect from this. There is one. We'll talk about it in the workshop. And that's don't take any herbs while you're undergoing this self-therapy. A process discovered by Weaver in 1993 shows that any polarity-reversing current going in the blood opens the pores, the little interstitial membranes in the sodium-potassium pump in your cells, and lets through about 20 times as much of whatever substance is in your blood plasma as without the electrical current. We've had a couple of near fatalities from people who had been massively dosed on medicinal herbs, both domestic and foreign. You have to eliminate all alcohol, most tonics, all herbs, even if they're in things like Lowry's seasoning, table salt, etc. So our paper, which came off the computer night before last about midnight, trying to get it here in time, has all of these precautions. You do not use this device with anyone who's wearing a heart pacer. If it's a demand-type pacer, you'll throw the settings off. You don't use it with pregnant women, not that it'll harm them, because this is a standard caveat of TENS units, transcutaneous electric nerve stimulators, a number of other electronic devices, because nobody has done a double-blind study, and hopefully no one ever will, to see if this is damaging the fetuses. So with about five possible exceptions, don't waste your time with smokers, because the nicotine has ruined your cardiovascular system. It will catch up with you sooner or later. In England, where they have socialized medicine, they refuse to give patients who are smokers cardiac surgery or bypass. You know this. It's a waste of time. They're going to die sooner or later anyway. But if you follow these five directives, and they're very well spelled out on page 5 of the report, you will have no problems. The other one is that while you're doing this for yourself, you have to drink a whole lot of water. What happens to all of these immobilized viruses, bacteria? They'll stack up in a medical condition called Herxheimer's syndrome. That's in your medical dictionary. And your body is going to get loaded down with toxins. So when you undergo self-treatment to cure anything, lose weight, grow your hair back, certainly cure AIDS, we have hundreds of absolutely clinically validated cures of HIV. Our patients have before, during, and after been checked by the PCR, polymerase chain reaction test. A man got the Nobel Prize for inventing this. They are now totally HIV-free. Our worst case started with a PCR test of 735 HIV viruses per cubic centimeter, per milliliter of blood. We have this on record. We have it certified by the director of the teaching hospital in Southern California. 3 weeks later, 21 days later, it was either zero or at a level that was undetectable by the instrumentation used for the test. So, what was the outcome of this? The AIDS specialist said, well, obviously you've never had HIV. You were misdiagnosed. Nobody has recovered yet. We know that ozone does not work, in spite of the books to the contrary. We've checked into this in great depth. None of the very highly touted treatments has seemed to... Nobody has recovered yet. We know that ozone does not work, in spite of the books to the contrary. We've checked into this in great depth. None of the very highly touted treatments has seemed to work to date. So I thought, my God, I have really been blessed, God's will be done, to have brought this thing to the public in a form that they can use that will make them better if they have Epstein-Barr, hepatitis, herpes A, B, C, hepatitis 1 through 4, a number of other things that are incurable. This will get rid of these problems, no matter who they have been to, what doctors they have given their money to, what clinical trials they have gone through. We finally found something that absolutely does it. Now, why couldn't these billions and billions of dollars that have been put in, National Institute of Health, Center for Disease Control, they're still writing million-dollar grants on helping find a cure for HIV. Pardon me, a spontaneous remission. Never use that word. It's bad. Well, this has now been done. We've had people who are so far gone
that it took two attendants to lift them under the armpits and put them on the potty. We have seen people with Kaposi's sarcoma, open lesions, purple splotches all over their body, legs, arms, with complete spontaneous remissions that are back at work, and they were given maybe 2 or 3 weeks to live. These were the worst cases. But a very strange thing happens here that maybe you can figure out. We hired a psychologist who works with AIDS patients to try to explain it to us. Why is it when these people are cured, I started to say cured, that's bad, have undergone spontaneous remissions, they drop out. They go back to the bathhouses. They go back to their former lifestyles. They go back to Belize, Tahiti, and play with the young boys. They go back to the carnival in Brazil, sowing their wild oats again. Because, believe it or not, if you've cured them once, whoops, if you've healed them once, you can do it again, and they know it. And they have chosen their lifestyle, and by God, God, wherever she may be, has given them free will, and we're not going to interfere with anybody's free will. But the point is, it's here now. It does work. You can do it for yourself. You don't need to have a doctor or a nurse or vitamins or nutrition or anything besides about three devices. I thought that any 10-year-old child with an IQ of a minimum of 80 could do this. And you should see some of the messes they made out of it. Ed's nodding his head down here. Ed's one of the best biomedical engineers in the world. And he's here with us, and pick his brain. If this chap has turned out a product, it's got to be the best thing in the world. I've known him for 35 years. Why is it these people, Ed, just can't build this stuff for themselves?
I think we've
they're electronically impaired, is the answer from the mouth of the guru. But anyway, the entire process consists of doing three things. Putting enough current in milliamperes into certain body points where you can feel the arterial pulse near the surface. That is to confine the current to the blood circulatory system and not let it spill over into the adjacent tissue where it's wasted. Number two, building a little magnetic pulsar. You can pick up a strobe light, an electronic flash, which is my great-great-grandchild. I got the basic patents on the low-voltage strobes before I was old enough to vote. Harold E. Edgerton at MIT had invented a big one that weighed 400 pounds, rolled around on casters. My hobby when I was in high school during World War II was photography, and all the flash bulbs were going overseas, and it took a high priority to buy them. So I learned how to blow glass. I went down to 20th Century Neon Company, made my own flash tubes, made my own power supplies, took electrolytic capacitors, charged them up, and I had a portable flash, the old Wilcox P2, in case you're curious, that you could carry around on your camera. And I'm sure there isn't a person on this planet who has a camera that has not at one time or another used one of my great-grandchildren, electronic flash, on that camera. That's my baby. But man, has it come a long way since the big boxes we made in 1946 to 1948. But the point is, I have brought a number of things into society which have been of genuine benefit, I feel, to people who have used them. And this is probably one of the greatest things I've done in my entire life. So if you find a used electronic flash at a swap meet, at a garage sale, or in the junk box at your local professional camera store, you take a VHS spool, television, you know, a TV tape, wind this with 130 turns of number 14 wire. Don't make any notes. This is all in the papers you're going to pick up, I hope. Put that in series with the flash tube, and that 35 watt seconds, joules, of energy that's stored in the capacitor that's normally used to flash the light, stop the action, and get enough actinic value on the subject to take the picture, goes through this coil, discharges the capacitor in about 10 microseconds, if you do it right, and puts this 35 joules, less the amount going into the flash tube, as an extremely powerful magnetic pulse, which Deborah, if we can find a jumping washer, I happen to leave mine at home. We'll kick a steel washer about 3 feet into the air to prove that this occult, used in the most technical meaning of the term, occult simply means hidden. It hasn't been until the last 100 years that people had it connected with mysticism, witchcraft, etc. This occult energy that you cannot taste, you cannot smell, you cannot feel, you cannot hear, will be propelled from this little coil that you hold on your thymus, on your lymph tissues, down the side of the neck, in the groin, putting this tremendous 19 kilogauss, engineers pay attention, 19,000 gauss pulse at 10 microseconds through all of the tissue in the body. It's totally harmless. What happens when you put a time-varying magnetic field into any kind of a conductor, be it the wires of an armature, a starter, an electric motor, an alternator? You get a back EMF, electromotive magnetic media, computer disks, out of about a 4-foot contact with this thing. You will find that this electrical surge will neutralize not only the bacteria in the blood, the viruses, but everything in your lymph system. How many of you are aware that we have about twice as much fluid in our lymph system as we have blood in the veins and arteries? Very, very good. Most people don't realize that the number is that high. But it was discovered several years after they were studying the latency of HIV and herpes and hepatitis and Epstein-Barr, that these germs are just quietly germinating away in the lymph nodes, the lymph system, and some of the stomach tissue and the muscles. Now, if we cause a spontaneous remission in a sufferer from any of these incurable, unquote, diseases, in 3 to 5 years, that person may or may not reinfect himself unless you get this out of the lymph tissue. Now, there are two ways to do this. Go to a doctor, a clinic, have needles stuck in each one of your lymph nodes, and there are dozens and dozens and dozens of them. We have a full map of the lymph circulatory system on the back page of this paper. So all you have to do is hold this coil, push the button, hold the coil, push the button, thymus, etc. And you have effectively neutralized anything that doesn't belong in there and not in any way whatsoever harmed the normal tissue, blood cells, lymph nodes, lymph circulation system, etc. All right, now between these two devices, we have electrified, electrophoresis energized, a number of other things that are fully explained in the paper. I doubt if there's a single question you could ask me that is not answered in this paper, which has gone through about 20 revisions since 1991. We try to tell it all. We're giving it away. We keep saying we have nothing for sale. People can't understand that. Now, this is all very well and good. We get rid of the HIV, Epstein-Barr, whatever you have wrong with you. A chap came over to where I eat breakfast the other day and says, Bob, for 45 years I've had a strain of bronchial pneumonia, which is antibody resistant. I picked it up in the Pacific in World War II. Every few months I go in for a course of antibiotics. They use a different one each time. Last month it was Cipro, C-I-P-R-O. They've used ampicillin. He gave me a long list of antibiotics. He says, we've been using this third device that I'll describe to you before my time is up. I am totally free of it. There is none in my tissue by biopsy. I want to thank you. I can breathe again. I can run up and down stairs. Well, I won't tell you the rest of it. It had to do with his libido. But we discovered, as you all know, that HIV has never killed anyone. It's the secondary opportunistic infections, pneumonia, carposis, ad nauseum, that'll get you. How can we give that person a second intact immune system without his paying any money? So about 2 years ago, we discovered the claims being made for silver colloids. How many of you have heard of silver colloids or are selling it or doing something? Oh, God, you're going to hate me. We developed a system. Well, we had one up here a minute ago. Here it is. It uses a couple of little silver wires. This, by the way, is 999 fine silver. Never, ever, ever, ever use sterling silver, which is all you can buy at jewelry stores. It has to be free of nickel and copper, as sterling contains. It plugs into this little box. Goes into any kind of a glass of drinking water. Tap water, bottled water, distilled water, deionized water. It really doesn't matter very much because you're going to use this immediately. And makes a very fine quality silver colloid. How much? 1/10 of 1 penny per gallon. And a gallon will last you indefinitely. But we don't like to store stuff in brown bottles. If the light hits it, you're out of luck because it turns the silver colloid, all of it, no matter who's making it, how much it costs, into a gray dishwater. Silver is photographically sensitive to light. That's what makes your camera film work. Silver halide. It turns dark and you develop it, and then you've got a photograph. We decided to add a feature to the latest model box. And we have some exceedingly good news. A chap came out to my Orange County address just last week. I checked out his box. This is an independent man. I have nothing whatever to do with his company. And he made up 100 of these special for the show today. And no, I am not selling them, but this is the first one I have seen that I can thoroughly recommend, personally guarantee, although it's being made by a third party. And don't tell anybody, but she is in booth 33 this very minute. So if any of you, please read the paper first, see if this is for you. You don't have the time or the energy, or nobody taught you which end of the soldering iron to hold when you're soldering. You can pick up one of these boxes very, very reasonably. But if you want a really excellent box of better design than I could have done myself, we'd like to acknowledge that this chap came up with a design that uses only 3 batteries instead of 7, will last indefinitely, will not only make silver colloids, but probably cause reversal of most things that medical science hasn't got a clue how to handle, because in 1910 there was a thing called the Flexner Report, where Andrew Flexner was sent out by Rockefeller Sr. to stomp out electromedical research and electromedicine in America. Why? Because Rockefeller had bought interests in pharmaceutical houses. If you can cure them with 25 cents worth of batteries, who can sell you $20,000 worth of AZT, $3 a pill antibiotics that I was on for an inner ear infection before I discovered this, before I lost all this weight, before I got out of this prison of an overweight body, which apostat was being set, I think, by parasites who said, we want to store the food you eat as fat for food next month, and to hell with you. And if you've ever tried diets, you know damn well they do not work. Why? Because these little parasites in your body are demanding, in the case of Candida albicans, that you eat fermented foods, sugars, carbohydrates, things that feed them, not you. And they're going to eat it first and store it for fat before you lose any weight. And if you do lose some weight on a diet, which is 1 in 100, you'll gain back more than you lost when you get off of the diet, because they try to make up for lost time. Well, there are a number of things we're exploring in IRB, Investigational Review Board studies, that tell us that when you reset your biological clocks by getting rid of the average 2 pounds, not my number, I read it in a medical journal about 2 weeks ago, we're all storing about 2 pounds of unwanted visitors in our body in the form of parasites, that are not amenable to nystatin and 50,000 other things that will kill you before it kills the parasites. So if you want to look into this brand new endeavor, you will find everything you need to know in two papers. One, At Last, A Proven Do-It-Yourself 21-Day Cure for HIV, a revolutionary and almost unbelievable medical discovery can enable rapid AIDS, herpes, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis, and other disease elimination. Cost is under 25 cents per patient. Price of a package of chewing gum. That's only for replacement batteries after you've built the device. And requires no doctors, drugs, ozone, diet, medical bills, shots, or outside intervention. You do it in the privacy of your own home, and you should put it in a plain brown wrapper because your neighbors will say you're crazy. This breakthrough is now yours despite apparent suppression by medical and pharmaceutical cartels. And the workshop, which we have tentatively scheduled for Friday night, everything needed to enable rapid do-it-yourself recoveries from previous incurable viruses, microbes, fungi, and parasites in total privacy, fully revealed with complete instructions plus legal loopholes to keep researchers unmolested by FDA while healing themselves and others. Subjects can and have tested HIV negative, that's by the PCR test, the best test we have, within 3 weeks. Developed independently by Bob Beck, it's here now, and we have nothing for sale. The other paper is a compilation on colloids, and they're stapling them together right now. We had to go to Kinko's, apparently, which is the most expensive copy place in America. In Los Angeles, I know where I can get these for 2 cents a page. We had to pay premium dollar, I guess, to get these copied. If you want both of the papers, the one on colloids, which on the last page tells you how to build a little device you can carry in your pocket the very first time you use it. You've made a 5 parts per million 8-ounce batch of colloid and a glass of drinking water for about a tenth of a penny. That includes silver, batteries. If you were to buy that off the floor, you'd pay $80, about $10 an ounce, for an 8-ounce bottle, and down to about $50 for that same bottle. So you have more than paid for the cost of the device the very first time you use it. But beware, your neighbors are going to be coming after you with little brown prune juice bottles and peroxide bottles, and they're going to be wanting free colloid. And for months after we discovered you can make it yourself by electrolysis at 27 volts, I was filling colloid orders for free, giving it away, until we finally said, that's it. Go to Radio Shack, buy 3 batteries, some clip leads, find yourself some pure silver wire, and get off my back. Well, people have been thanking me for this ever since. You would not believe the hundreds of spontaneous remissions we've had from illnesses that these people had been suffering from childhood. Inner ear infections, urinary bladder infections, just hundreds of things. You'll bathe in it, you'll be spraying your body to eliminate various types of itch and fungi. You put some of it in a spray bottle. But make your own! Save your money! We're trying to give this back to yourselves, not deliver you into the hands of some sales pitch. And if you want the complete system, including the silver, including the electrodes, which we developed after 3 years of research trying many commercial brands, you can get a plant growth stimulator in booth 33 that I guarantee will be the best investment you have ever made in your lives. Now, are there any questions? And how many minutes do we have? Okay. Yes. Thank you. The question is, in the case of diabetes or other circulatory impairments, if you're using the legs, go up to 2 hours because the blood is just barely trickling through. If you're using the wrists, and you do this with caution, only if your heart is in perfect condition and you're not wearing a heart pacer, do it for an hour and a half. and you'll get the same results with a healthy circulatory system in an hour. There was another question. Yes, right here. Would you repeat the first part of that again and speak up? The P24 test has sort of fallen from grace. He asked if you have Epstein-Barr, chronic fatigue syndrome, what test you would use. What would happen is that instead of having to sleep 14 hours a day, barely able to work, we've had couch potatoes that can barely make it from in front of the television set to the potty and back, if it worked too often, that are up back at work 14 hours a day now. You will get your results by the actual results you will feel in your own life energies. You don't need to test it. If you want to, just to make sure, go ahead, but it's your money. What? The jury is still out on that. Some people claim that Epstein-Barr is a form of depression and not an infection, but that view is gradually fading out, the same as Peter Duisberg's contention, no matter how brilliant, that HIV has nothing to do with AIDS. It's been disproven. Yes, here on the end. That's fully covered in the paper. He asked, how do you test the device to see if it's fully functioning? These are built with a red and green light-emitting diode that will flash alternately if it's functioning and if the batteries are up. When the lights stop flashing, replace the batteries with 3 9-volt transistor radio batteries, and this is fully covered in the instructions, and it's good for another several months of use. I mentioned that earlier. There are several theories. The most popular is that parasites, which all of us have, are dictating the setting of your apostat, the appetite control center in your hypothalamus. When you were a teenager, you could probably eat anything you wanted and still lose weight, but not anymore. Nothing that I ate or didn't eat lost the weight. When I got rid of my parasites with this device, which just automatically happens, It had set, I'll get you in a second. It had set my clocks to where I was not storing that food as fat to feed the bugs next time. I was using it as energy. Yes?
I have the answer to that. Wherever there's inflammation, there's always swelling. And where there's swelling, there's fluid. The fat cells fill up with fluid. So when you have a loss of inflammation in a normal condition,
a wonderful answer. Let's hear it for the lady in the funny hat. Did all of you hear this? She said that a great deal of weight, like edema, is stored in water weight and inflammation. When you get rid of the inflammation, the weight goes down. Yes? I have worn this repeatedly up to 4 hours a day for about 30 days consecutively to make certain that there were no side effects. So we say 2 hours a day is safe. Yes, right here. Thank you. I'll do this. Yes, right here. Right. Oh, it's light years beyond it. The bottom line, the question was, Lindsay Williams is talking about immune system. He appeared last weekend at the Long Beach Preparedness Expo. I heard his talk. His bottom line is that good nutrition is going to help. Well, of course it is, but it might not cure. But this heals. The mutations of virus and bacteria are primarily caused, 5 minutes, thank you, by strain resistance that builds up. There is no such thing as any strain resistance bacteria, pathogen, microbe, virus with silver colloids, and there is no such thing possible with electromedicine. Okay, that's a good one. Yes, sir. Yes, if you overdose on silver colloid, you will probably kill the friendly bacteria, you should, about once a month, recharge yourself with Salivarius acidophilus to get the flora and fauna in your intestines reestablished. Right back here. I have 3 minutes. Go ahead. If you have studied the work of Hulda Clark, who's written an excellent book, The Cure for All Cancers, how many have heard of it? She believes that all cancers are caused by the mycotoxins that come from, for example, parasites like on the class of liver flukes. This morning in the speaker's convention, a gentleman stood up and said that he is personally aware of a doctor in Jamaica who has treated over 200 subjects, I've never heard of him before today, with my device. It has caused spontaneous remission in 100% of them, including cancer. But I can't say that because the Big C would put me in jail faster than curing HIV. Yes, ma'am. Because he probably belongs to a thing that's anomalous. In other words, why do people say that this is a hoax? This includes some excellent scientists like Peter Duisberg, who I admire. Because today in this world, there's still the Flatland Society that says the Earth is not spherical, it's flat. But he'll come around. It was just like penicillin was the work of the devil, and men were supposed to suffer, and women were supposed to bear pain in childbirth. Those myths will go away.